starting where we were at the roughly the Sagittarius star cluster, if you go almost straight up, which would be north, and just a little tiny bit to the west, you get to M17, the Eagle, not Eagle Nebula, the Omega Nebula. Omega Nebula, if you're not careful, is fairly unremarkable. There's one fairly bright star, upper left-hand side, little clusters of stars here, there, and yon. It's not that interesting unless you happen to be going slow enough, in which case you notice there's quite a bit of nebulosity right dead center of all of this. Now, what's interesting is when you image this, and in most of the pictures, you see the basic outline of what the Omega Nebula is. In the 24mm eyepiece, I really didn't expect to see a whole lot in a 90mm scope. What I did see is interesting. If you look at it, just don't touch anything and look, you can see some faint nebulosity in the very, very basic idea of the shape that you're expecting when you see an image. What's interesting is if you move the scope back and forth and let the nebula run across the field of view, you can very clearly make out the design of the nebula, and it looks exactly what you'd expect from the pictures. Now, of course, it's pretty much gray. If there's any color to it whatsoever, there may be a little bit of bluish green, but it's just a very slight tinge. But the shape is absolutely unmistakable as you're moving it across the field of view.